Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just a couple of rock stars rocking out. Oh, yeah! It's the Jake Brown Show on Radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. It's the show finale. Tomorrow you'll hear the goodbye show, but today you'll hear the final show where we talk sports. And joining me in studio is Constantine Maroulas, friend of the program. What's good, man?
Wow, what's happening? Oh, man, crazy night in New York City last night. Jake Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the man. Thank you for having me back. Last night was a crazy rock and roll night in Metropolis. Went to Rocktopia last night, the Broadway opening of the musical revolution that is Rocktopia.
And can you give us the honest review of it?
Well, you know, it was flashy, and there were a lot of great songs, a lot of talent on the stage. You know, it's tough. It's tough business, the Broadway. And even to get it open all the way to opening night is a big deal. So congratulations, Rocktopia, Rob, Evan, the whole Trans-Siberian team, and everybody involved. Good on you, man. Good times. Pat Monahan from Train, a lot of hit songs.
By the way, my mom's maiden name is Monahan. That is a Jewish name, right?
I would think it's either Jewish or Irish, but like a Monahan.
That's true. Well, my mom's parents are from Ireland. Her dad was from Ireland.
I've been. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to go back. Very green.
Constantine has been here before. He's back. Obviously, yeah. The sports, the entertainment.
Let's go.
We do it all. And
I'm ready to dominate.
We're going to dominate the airways. All right. So should we say what we're thinking here? So this show is ending, unfortunately, this week. CBS and Entercom have ended the Radio.com podcast network. It's over. But the forces that be are aligning here, and me and Constantine Maroulas will be teaming up to do a show, a sports entertainment lifestyle show. Woo! We want to blend it all like we did here.
Sports entertainment,
the
baby.
The name is to be determined.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you.
I love how we're looking at the camera. We're like politicians. We're trying to figure out what we want. Now, his nickname is Connie, which is a girl's name, but it's his mom's name, so we can honor his mother.
I mean, it's cool. It's not. I mean, there was Connie Hilton also. They called him Connie. Conrad Hilton, billionaire.
Listen, I'm not going to hate. Ashley
and
is a man's name, too. Ashley's been a girl and a guy. So we want to know from you, the listeners, the people, what the name should be. Yes, we have not found a network yet, but we're in the process of working to find where the show will go. We were questioning whether we wanted to tell people, but we're going to say it because someone's going to take it. Because this is a dynamic duo, and there may be a third joining in. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to not make this too sexual, but there may be a third person joining on. So stay tuned on social media for that. But we want to know the name. We've debated between Brown and Maroulas, Maroulas and Brown, Jake and Connie, Connie and Jake, the Jew and the Greek and the Jew. The names are endless.
In the world of the sports radio, vernacular, we need something of that sort of nature. We have some strong ideas, strong opinions. Two New Yorkers. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, grew up in Jersey. He from Queens, we're sort of opposite sports fans on the baseball tip.
But we both like the Giants.
That's
I root
right.
for the Jets and Giants, and I think it's good to be opposite. It works. I mean,
yeah.
The best aren't always liking every opinion that the other has, so it'll lead for some good debate. So I'm looking forward to teaming up, man. I think we have the chemistry. We have the fire. We're both pretty good-looking guys. I like to call myself good-looking. Besides
yes,
him calling me Scott Savel the last time he came here, the chubby checker from the same season as American Idol.
He's the pride of Shaker Heights, Ohio, so I don't know what that even means. I thought it was a sweet compliment. But, no, I'm a big fan of Jake Brown and the Jake Brown Show all these years. So, you know, kudos to you, man. Not everyone, you're a young man. Not everyone can even get a show and get in the room. You're in the building where it happens. You're in the room where it happens. So we're close. We're really excited. We're very passionate about sports. Sports is such a big part of my life. It always has been since I was like a little kid.
And I
take that mentality into musical theater with me.
And that's the thing. It's not just the sports that we're going to tackle. I'm a huge musical fan, and I love Broadway shows.
You do.
You obviously were the Tony-nominated for Rock of Ages. You do various shows. I saw you in Bulldozer. So I think that kind of element works in as well, where we're going to have Broadway people on the show. We're going to have James Monroe Igerhar, the star of Hamilton,
yes,
in the building. We're going to have Eric Peterson, who starred in School of Rock, in the building. We're going to have actors. We're going to have athletes.
We're going to have my daughter, Malena James.
Oh, Malena's great. And Mama Brown, who was one of everyone's favorite interviews last week on the show, is going to be on.
In.
And she wants to meet you as well. So we're going to have all sorts
stuff.
Of
I have so many
interviews.
Derelict friends that are going to make appearances. We're excited.
And maybe we'll Carrie Underwood.
Maybe Carrie will be here. And maybe she'll finally, you know, realize her love for me is eternal and we'll run away into a flowered field somewhere together, barefoot. And thank you.
We had William Hung on yesterday.
Hung was here.
Hung was awesome. Not
Dude.
Here. He's in California.
Imagine if he really was Hung, too, and his name was just...
Well, apparently he's not because I guess he and his wife got divorced, so he's single now.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And he goes, I'm single and ready to mingle.
Oh,
and
it was, yes.
Who doesn't want to see
his,
the Hung?
Well, his mom being in the picture as much as she is probably problematic to the success of their relationship status. Were they... Wow, didn't know they were married. Anyway, Idol is back on, and I'm stoked, but freak that. I'm more excited about Yankee baseball. Let's talk about Yankee baseball. Let's talk about Odell being, you know, is he a punk? Is he a champion? Like, what do we got? Giants have some serious decisions to make. I like what the Jets have already done. To be honest, I'm a diehard true blue, baby, all the way.
And by the way, the Final Four is also this weekend, too.
Oh, the Final Four.
It's a great time in sports as March Madness turns into April and spring showers, and hopefully the showers don't rain on Mets opening day. Number 16 in a row with my dad. I'll be there tomorrow.
Wow.
It's a great tradition. We've
Huge.
Gotten to be 11. He flies up from North Carolina or wherever he is in the country or the world as my dad travels all over. Hi, Dad, and appreciate the tradition continuing because he doesn't get to go to other games. So it's nice to have that father-son moment. We take the opening day picture.
Nice.
And it's a sign for better days.
That's true.
And you mentioned OBJ. We're going to open up the show here with our first segment that I have started today. As we talk about being so hot right now. Corson, hit me.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
We're so hot right now, and these topics are so damn hot right now. The levels on there weren't that hot, but it's okay because it's Zoolander, which is a hot movie.
It almost made it even more dry, the line, and funnier. It
that,
being so low
I
like
think they
that.
They made a second one. Didn't they make a Zoolander 2?
Oh,
something?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh,
recently.
You know what they did? They made a Like Mike 2. And Like Mike was an underrated good movie
yeah.
with Bow Wow. May have been Bow Wow's last appearance in relevancy ever. And that was a tremendous movie. And they made a second one, ruined it. Sandlot made a second one, ruined it. We had Squints on the show a couple months ago, who was a part of a weed dispensary in California he owns.
Oh,
left
really?
Acting completely.
Lucrative business. Some other guy, some teen idol 90s cat is, I saw it pop up on like Vulture the other day. He's got a cult. He's got like a religious cult.
That sounds
One
disturbing.
Of those good-looking Scream kind of era guys. Looks kind of like Skeet Ulrich, but isn't. He's one of the other guys. And he's got a cult. And I'm thinking of starting one myself after seeing that Waco Paramount TV Network special.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's good. Michael Shannon, Taylor Kitsch, Riggins.
Riggins.
Clear eyes.
All right, so Corson, we're going to do it one more time as we
Full
get back
hearts.
In the segment. Let's raise it up. We're so hot right now. Let's get it going right now.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Starting off with Odell Beckham, we might have different opinions on this. Should the Giants keep him, or should they explore a deal? Now, if you've been living under a rock, news has hit that maybe there's rumors of him going somewhere, maybe L.A., which would probably be the worst spot since he's already to Hollywood as it is already. They've talked with Dave Gettleman, the new GM, who is a quote machine, who
Love
has an
him.
Incredible accent.
Love
I believe
him.
It's a Boston accent.
Oh, of course. Come
it's
on.
It's a hilarious Boston accent. And he's kind of avoided, do you want Beckham to be here? I'm not going to answer that. Kind of making
on,
it worse.
Come on, guys. Can we talk football? Come on.
I mean, I love it. All right, I'll give you the floor first since you're the guest. Should the Giants keep him, sign him to a long-term deal and pay him, or should they explore a
You
trade?
Have to understand, I'm diehard, true blue, my whole life. Okay, my first introduction into football was like, you know, Harry Carson, Carl Banks, LT, Phil Sims, Joe Morris, Mark Bavaro. Okay, you know, the Mara family, the tradition, you know, George Young, you know, amazing conservative football, original team. You know, I like stars. I love stars. You know, but there's something about Giant football, the way they are successful in a different way. There's a reason they win every 5 years, 7 years. You know, they have a methodology that's embedded into their franchise's like philosophy of business. They're conservative. And I'm not a real conservative guy, but I like it. And that's what's great about the Giants. So
you're all in on him staying.
Well, what I'm saying is he's clearly a superstar. As soon as he stepped on the field, he kids were watching him, and before the one-handed mm-hmm. touch, he's just got a special vibe about him, specialness, right? He's a gigantic global brand and star. You know, he's got these great parents. They were professionals. Mm-hmm. And I get what he's doing. And when you listen to a lot of the shows and what people are saying is the media hypes it up. He's great in the locker room. His teammates love him. But then they point to these things. They point to the boat before the playoff. They point to this, that, and the other. You know, they point to the pizza and the blow. You know, I mean, we've all been there. You know, he's young. He's rock star, you know.
But
who doesn't slide into the DMs, okay?
Yeah, but let me tell you something. There's only so long you can continue to say, and yes, I'm with you, who doesn't slide into the DMs, but there's only so long you can say he's young, he's this, he's that. He's been in the league 4 years.
4 years?
How much is young going to carry him?
I know. But the thing is, look, I have to say you got to keep him because you have this asset. You know, ultimately, I'm saying keep him. Hopefully he chills out a little bit. They get him his money. He's happy. He becomes a huge star. He wins a fucking ring. Excuse my French, because I think the Giants are a lot closer than people think. You know, I know 2 years ago was a little bit of a, you know, smoke screen. You know, they weren't as good as their record. And then last year, they weren't as bad as their record also. They had tons and tons of injuries. They got a big fucking nasty left tackle now. Okay, they're going to get Saquon probably number two overall.
I think they're going to get a quarterback, but we'll
Fuck
see.
Fuck those quarterbacks. I don't like any
right,
of them.
Watch the F-bomb. See,
sorry,
right?
sorry.
It's barely the afternoon right now on a hump day.
I've had a lot of coffee and no sleep. So.
Take your sip of your coffee so you could get Jake's take here.
Okay,
which,
Jake's take is
which
what?
Luckily happens to be the opposite. Here's what I think. I like Odell Beckham in terms of his talent. I think he's an all-world talent. I think for $8 million, that's a very good deal for that good of a player. You see Antonio Brown making $17 million, double what he's making, and almost similar stats.
What if he doesn't want to play? What if he says, I'm not going to get on the field like they say?
Then so be it. And here's the thing. Enough is enough with these storylines off the field. He's in a club and he gets punched. He gets pictured with the blow and the blunt and everything, and that gets out there to TMZ. How many times is his celebrity status going to overplay the fact that he should be a number one receiver in New York and he should be staying under the headlines, away from the headlines, which he's failed to do? And here's the thing. This is a kind of player, Constantine, or I'll say Connie. This is the type of player, Connie, where if you give him a long-term deal with big bucks, you bet your ass he is not going to work his ass off come August, come September, and when the season matters. And I'm not going to be one to make a big deal out of that boat incident because there were other guys there too, Roger Lewis and these other guys that were there, where it wasn't all Odell and all the guys were doing it. They
I mean,
just
Cruz
clinched a playoff
was there.
Spot. They were all there. But he has clearly showed us over these years, Connie, that he's not all about winning a title. And look at the Giants' record with him and without him. It's almost identical. They're about five games under 500 both ways. They're a little bit better with him. Their numbers and stats are a little bit better with him. But that's not really a great determinant considering the Giants had no offensive line. Some of those years had teams that weren't as good. There were injuries involved. So those stats are a little bit
true. Look, they want to keep irrelevant. They want to keep him on their terms for their number, and they are not ready to negotiate right now. And that's just what's up. That's Tisch. That's Mara. That's the way they roll. They're not going to bend over for anybody. And if they have to move him out, they'll move him out. I'd love to move him in this draft, you know, for a haul.
Well, that's
the
thing, and that's what I think. If you can get a haul for him,
I'm good either way, to be honest. That's how I it's kind of the A-Rod thing. It's like, look, you know, it's hard to argue. You kind of had to re-sign him. You know, it was hard to argue that. You know, the guy, you know, he won you that World Series. You know, so...
And he won you that World Series. What has Beckham won them? They haven't won playoff games with him.
He had some injuries. You know, he's still fresh, but his numbers are filthy. And he drops the ball, but they all drop the ball. But him with his hands on the ball is the most exciting thing in two decades in the NFL.
And the problem is he hasn't stayed on the field enough. This year, four games. He only has one season in his 4 year with a full season of 16 games.
Remember,
2015, 15 games. 2014, 12 games. So he's missed 17 games in four seasons. That's a quarter of every season he has missed. You need a guy who wants $17 million a year to be on the field for hopefully at least 17 games, which would include the playoffs.
That's the thing. He's box office. And he's box office.
That's the problem.
That's the whole thing. The other thing is this. They sell so many T-shirts. They sell the whole thing. Their ratings, everything that they do, you know, the whole Giants brand is... you know, elevated because of him. But what can you get? What can you get? And remember when they gave Cruz? Remember Cruz was kind of Odell before Odell, just not as good.
And
but
he got paid, and look what happened.
And he went across the middle. He was afraid to go across the middle, and then he got hurt being tentative.
But
you got to love Cruz.
He got the money. He became a little Hollywood. I mean, he's a fashionable guy. You'll see him at Fashion Week. Yeah. I have a picture with him, both of us, me in this suit, him in like light brown suit, where he's always looking fresh. But here's the thing. That's what it's about with them.
Yeah.
And that's what he's become so Hollywood, Odell, and he cannot avoid headlines. And I'm so sick and tired of the I'm young excuse.
But he still trains like a beast every day.
Think of that times five, because that's the money he's going to make. And I know he's making the Nike money, $230 million, whatever it is. But think of if you give him that contract, you think he's going to work hard the next 5 years? If he has,
so what
say,
can you realistically
$50 million
get? What can you really
get? I'd say you have to get at least three first-round picks.
I mean, that would
return.
Be. I would be like, take it now.
If you can
get three over 3 years, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not going to get two and one unless you're getting from the Browns.
Right. But I mean, like,
I think it's got to be three, and it's got to be a player. I think you need an offensive lineman and three picks to get it done. Yes. Is that a lot? Of course it is. But Odell Beckham's an all-world talent, and if he wants to go to a team that's going to win, he can help them win a Super Bowl maybe this year. But here's the thing. You know he's going to sit through training camp. You know Odell's going to whine
and
cry like he always does. And I hate to be pouncing all over him because there's no question he's an incredible talent. But, man, it's going to be a huge mistake if he gets that contract, because surely he's not playing all 16 games every year. He's already been injury prone. And when you live that lifestyle, and you know this, as you're out all night, you're not as effective, and a lot of these injuries.
Look at Dez. Dez is already done.
And look at Brady's last soul. It's all, as crazy as this sounds and how like stupid it kind of sounds, the rest and sleeping and getting rest and having a good off season is very important. And Odell Beckham's getting punched at the club. He's out till 5 a.m. I mean, there's all these stories are out there about this guy.
But
I know a couple people have dated the guy.
He's a lightning rod, and this is all orchestrated. He's just playing everybody, just like
it's not the
Kardashian. It's not the giant
way. It's not the giant
way. You're right. You know,
and you have to explore trades. I'm not saying trade
him. It's a new world, man. Social media. It's just a new world, and there are certain acceptances.
He's got to realize
that.
They did
it with LT. Imagine LT now with Instagram.
LT would be blowing off hookers. That's what.
Well, he was doing that, but it would just be. Like, you know, but Parcells, you know, look, I like this new Giants regime, okay? I love the coach. I love the GM. I love bringing back Eli. It bums me out that he got pulled out of that game and broke a streak, but screw the streak, whatever it is, you know? He's still Hall of Fame, especially if they get another run at it, you know? And, look, I mean, Darnold, whatever, and, like, you know, these guys, they don't really impress me that much. The eye test, I actually like Rosen and Allen more as far as, like, the eye test, because they're just, like, bigger guys that just have a vibe.
People don't realize with Allen, one, he played for Wyoming, two, if you look at his stats versus good teams, god awful. He has just awful stats against.
So he's just gonna Bryce Petty that, like, come in and just like
he's got the frame, but it's not always about the frame.
Right.
Look how many centers in the NBA who didn't work out. Like, it's not just about the guy's frame.
Everyone
they have to perform. My order of who I would want, at least for the Jets here at three, because who knows what the Giants are gonna do too.
So do you like that they traded up?
Baker,
yeah,
yes,
you and Boomer love Baker. I like Baker.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen are my three. I don't think Rosen has the size or frame to be a stud. I don't want if Darnold is there, I'd say the Jets take him one.
Rosen just screams West Coast. Like, he's not a Giant or a Jet, if you ask me.
It depends what the Browns do. If Browns take Darnold, two Giants, do they take Saquon, who's a franchise changing running back, or do you take a quarterback? We've known that running backs kind of it's not that they don't matter, but they don't shift the
but
momentum of who
wins.
But
there is a trend coming back, and if there is a player like that, like an Elliott, you take him. Look what he did to that team with
an
offensive line.
And look
if you have
suspension, too.
Well, I hear you, but this kid's not that guy. This kid's freaking, you know, Joe American. You know, and he could be a great influence on that team. You know, he could be the team captain. He's a beast, and he's going to represent, and he's going to also squash all the sort of Odell stuff. Then you have Saquon, you have like Captain America on your team too, because Eli doesn't really, he's never really relished that role. You know, like, let's say more like his brother did. You know, so I think they can make a run at it. Plus, they got, you know, there were some talented young receivers that they've brought along these last few years. There's all, you know, King and Lewis and these guys. You know, but I love Shepard, and you have that tight end.
And I'll wrap it up on this, so
sure.
We can move on.
Yeah,
because we could talk about this topic all day. Look at basing on the OBJ argument, look at the Super Bowl champions and how they didn't need that franchise wide receiver.
No.
OBJ isn't a leader. He's selfish. He's not a guy you want leading your team to February.
Look
what the Eagles did with ragtag guys who had something to prove.
And the Giants too,
Alshon
when
Jeffrey,
they won
Torrey
last.
Torrey Smith. Look at these guys. Look at the Giants. Look at the Patriots. Patriots, I'll put to the side because it's Tom Brady. But look at these teams who have won and how they didn't have that stud wide receiver. They had a quarterback. They had a pretty good defense. And they had a couple of receivers that made it work with a chip on their shoulder. The Eagles had guys with chips on their shoulder. Number two on the So Hot right now as we stick to football. This one will be shorter because I don't think it means much right now. But Johnny Manziel and the Pats met multiple times at Texas A&M Pro Day. If he doesn't go to the NFL, the reports say that he will play in the CFL, play in Canada. Do you think Manziel stands a shot to be on an NFL team this year? Are you impressed with the kind of way he's matured, at least in the media here?
You mean he's just acted like a normal person and been like a pro from like a decent family and, you know, representing his sport and his, you know, the success that his college, you know, allowed him to have, you know,
well,
back in the day,
and
he's just acting like he should, like a pro, not anything more than just doing his job. So yeah, it's good. I'm happy for him, but he's got like, you know, the bottle waitress wife. Like, there's not long, you know, before Instagram famous that he screws this up. You know, Johnny Football. You know, it was a thing, man. It was like Linsanity. It was like I was into it. I was like, huh, all right. You know, you grow up in I'm from Brooklyn. I grew up in New Jersey. I'm not a big college.
Insanity.
Yeah, you know, it's just like this flashy thing. It's hard to like sort of take your eyes off it, you know. And I was way in because you know how I am.
Indeed.
I'm south on college football and basketball bit, right? Because I grew up here. I didn't really have like the team that I rooted for. So it was always like when I was a kid, you know, the Big East and like Notre Dame football was always on TV because I had a neighbor, big Irish Catholic families, and they would love, you know, big family, and they would love Notre Dame, so we would watch Notre Dame back in the day. So for me, Notre Dame. So it's always when these like kind of big buzzy stars surface that I kind of go back in. And Johnny Football was one of those guys that got me to watch again. So I'm secretly
like a Tiger Woods kind of for that sport. Like if you're not a golf fan, but Tiger's in it, you're in. If Johnny Manziel's balling, you're in because
the
character and just off the field and everything.
And
so that makes sense.
But am I rooting for him? I mean, think of like he thinks he's like cool now. going, getting into clubs, 24. Trust me, I know all those guys he gets into the clubs. I grew up with all of them. Now they run everything in L.A. and New York and Vegas and Miami. Forget it. I know all of them. So, like, now, you'd be even cooler if you were a winner.
And here's the thing.
And the thing is, they need to give Colin Kaepernick a shot because he's been to a Super Bowl.
I agree.
He's proven himself in the league. This guy's a ridiculous athlete with something to prove. And because he took a silent protest, you know, because of police brutality, he's been blacklisted by an entire sports. I hope he wins the whole suit. You know, down with the league then for and they should be ashamed, you know? He's not protesting our military that protect us or our beautiful flag and what it stands for. He's taking a silent protest, you know, to bring awareness to what's happening in the world, which is legit. Now, yes, people are, and I'm all blue. You know, everyone knows what I do for the police and like with them and the NYPD and Jersey, and I do a lot of stuff with these guys, and I love supporting them. I know the danger they put themselves in, and they too are attacked. You know, selflessly, just like attacked. You know, just shot and assassinated. You know, I get it, but give Colin Kaepernick a shot too.
Yeah,
you know, show up, give him a pro
Kaepernick
day.
I think Kaepernick deserves more of a shot than Manziel. I don't think this means much. I think he met with the Patriots. It doesn't mean he signed
there.
He said
there's 30 teams going to come to his pro day at Texas A&M.
I really think that he has to go to the CFL, prove himself. You can mature all you want, but let's see what he can do on the football field, because what he did on the football field with the Browns wasn't good. Did he have a bad roster? Yes, but he did not impress us. Did he show strides and show us maybe a little sprinkle a little of this that we know that he's that's his thing? Comeback season, comeback SZN, as we say, hashtag comeback season. Yes, but we have to see it at a professional level. So I think he goes to the CFL, polishes himself up. Then maybe we talk about
that.
Yeah,
but we all say that never happens, dude. No one goes to the CFL.
Listen, if he lights
it
up, he'll get signed because he's such a charismatic guy and he draws so much fanfare. Look what the Mets, that's the reason Mets brought Tim Tebow
in.
The Mets brought Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is starting the season at AA Binghamton now, and he's playing in New York again, upstate, but he's still playing. So I don't think this is much to talk about now, but it is something to watch if he does well in the CFL.
Let's go, Johnny. What do you got?
Number three on So Hot right now, a really cool moment. Not sure if you saw it, Constantine, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr., wearing number 27, hit a walk-off homer in Montreal to end spring training. One, very happy spring is done, and that's a great way to end it. Two, great moment, father, son, number 27, wearing dad's jersey number in the building that he became a hero in Montreal. And number three, baseball needs to be back in Montreal, Constantine. I think either the Marlins or Rays, don't ship them up to Boston, Dropkick Murphys. Ship them up to Montreal. That city is so passionate.
First of all,
that place sounded like Jimmy Carter just hit the walk-off. It was nuts.
Incredible city. One of the best cities in the world, Montreal. I just played there a few months ago. Incredible town, culture, you know, sports fans, you know, incredible Canadian city, so European. I love it there. Baseball would rule there. There, you know, again, and I'd love to see it. And
bro,
you know, it kind
of
reminded
homer.
Me. It was great. You know, look, that's magic.
Got
that's
reaction of a World Series.
That's baseball. You know, that's the
They're
magic
starving.
Of baseball. We forget. You know, and it reminded me of like Griffey and Griffey Jr. kind of homering in the same game. So, you know, many decades ago now, two, three decades. Decades ago, just great stuff, man. And Vlad Guerrero, an incredible player. Always liked him. No gloves.
I went to Long Island Ducks media day a couple of years ago, and Vlad Guerrero was supposed to be part of the Long Island Ducks in the Atlantic League, but apparently there was some issue, and he didn't end up going there. But that would have been a wild ending to his career to go to the Atlantic League. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer, and I think his son probably won't make the majors this year. Maybe later on.
How old is he again?
It's a junior?
Yeah.
I mean, he was in Double A last year. I don't know. I'll find his exact age, but I think this kid is going to be a stud. He's only 19. He's so young. He just turned 19, literally March 16th. He was born in 1999. Man, now I feel old, and I'm 27. You're 42.
Woo!
There's a Ric Flair for you.
Every hair on my head.
But I really think baseball has got to go back to Montreal. And if the Marlins aren't putting any fannies in the seats, I'm telling you, there will not be a ton of Marlins fans losing sleep if they go to Montreal. Rays,
it's not going
to
happen. Jeter built a fortress. And now he owns the team. He's not moving anywhere.
The Rays, but, then. Take the Rays, because you got rid of the whole damn team, getting rid of Odorizzi and Evan Longoria. It's clear that they're in a rebuild.
But
Dick Vitale will be the only one mad that they move.
They seem to every year still be somewhat competitive.
Not
it's
this
now
year.
20 years.
61 team this year.
I understand, but you know what? There's always someone that comes up. Longoria was always that nice, you know, steady cog in the middle for sure, and a Yankee destroyer. Mm-hmm. My God. I mean, it's really cartoon like. It was like, okay, yeah, they can get him out. And whoa, another home run, another triple, four RBIs. Slayer.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. I don't know. The Florida teams are pretty entrenched there. I just don't see it happening.
But then
do you hear Boston getting a second team? Is that what you're kind of. That's what you referenced that before.
No.
Well, you said. Or
baseball?
You said, don't go.
I said Miami or Tampa to Montreal.
But then you said, not to Boston, Dropkick Murphy something.
That's Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
The Dab.
You've heard that song.
Of course. You know, it's from,
it's their only song I know.
Scorsese film.
What film?
The Departed.
The Departed? I don't think I ever saw The Departed.
Wow.
Is that
Get
bad?
On it, yeah. Get on it like you got on that.
Who starred in that? Wasn't that,
everyone?
The guy that Jimmy Kimmel, hates, Damon,
yes.
Matt Damon.
That guy,
Matt
yes,
Damon
Matt Damon,
that
yes.
That guy, yeah, you know
that
guy.
Another guy named Leonardo DiCaprio, he's starting to catch on. Jack Nicholson you might have heard of as well. Alec Baldwin.
I don't know.
Basically every white actor
This is when, again, Brown and Marula soon come. You'll see the age gap. He's going to mention things that I've never heard of. I'm going to mention things he hasn't heard. We have a 15-year age gap. You don't see a lot of shows like that.
Drive that home a little harder. That would be great.
Yeah, but I mean, people probably guess I'm the same age as you with my fat, bald head.
Well, you came into my show last week at Birdland with a nice arm piece you had with you, too.
I did.
Should we not be... look at you blushing a little bit.
No.
That was a tall drink of water.
She was pretty tall.
Very tall.
But that's, you know...
She was not small.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
Anyways.
In her way.
Yeah. In other news... we're single. We're both single here. No.
Dunk.
You're technically dunk a baby. You could call yourself a baby daddy.
I'm a baby daddy, I guess, yeah. But I'm very proud of my daughter.
Like
my daughter, Milena.
Your daughter's adorable.
Thank you. She's 7. Check
bring
me
her
out
on the new show.
On the Instagram and the Facebook. She's make a very amazing, very nice daughter. She make me very proud. She today dressed up as a doctor for school because it was What I Want to Be Day, and she had a full-on doctor outfit on. And
you got to get her on that because,
you know,
she'll
that would
be paying
nice
for your nursing.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank God I'll get to check myself into the actor's home for free one day.
Is that a
yeah,
thing?
I've paid my dues already.
Wait, what?
It's a good place.
There's an actor's nursing home?
There is, and it's actually like a 5-star place in,
what?
It's in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey or something. It's like super nice.
And you're already in it? Like,
I'm already
in. Do you
have
to pay dues? Like,
no, I already have. I've been paying for 20 years.
My mind is just blown right now. There is an actor's nursing home in New Jersey, and you've been paying for it over the last 20 years. So when you're, say, what, 75 years old, you're going to go there.
Hopefully more like 85, 90.
Is it like a rock star-themed actor bingo night, like Tuesday nights? Like,
imagine I'll be like slaying. I'll be like in my 80s, and I'll be like, what's up, Mark?
Guitars in the bingo hall.
Martha,
like,
I saw you in the Annie revival in 1989.
Hey,
why don't
Martha,
you come to my room for a little some spades tonight?
No, you'll say, hey, Martha, I heard you had 069 on your bingo card.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something about 069, Martha. This is disturbing. These are 75-year-old people we're talking about.
That's
but
fine.
Wow, my mind couldn't be more blown that there's actually...
My mind is clear
so it's
now.
Basically like... all right, so I'm trying to think of someone around. So it's basically you and Matt Damon.
It's cool. I probably already got a
Jersey,
ticket.
Like,
it's fine.
It's you and Matt Damon. I'm still trying to determine if you're making this up or it's true.
It's a real film. Departed? Scorsese?
No. We're talking about the actor's nursing home still.
Oh, yes. It's a real deal.
Look
it
up.
Shout it out. Shout it out!
Is it like
loud?
In every... Oh, it is. Actor's nursing home in Englewood, New Jersey. Mm. Literally comes up.
What did I say?
The actor's fund home.
The actor's fund. This
place looks like Pleasantville. It's like a majestic building.
Thank you.
My goodness.
I'm done.
In 20 years, maybe when we're still doing a show, we'll do it live from the...
20 years later, who would have ever thought?
You'll
it started off with me and Doug,
And, okay.
I'll probably have diabetes then, and you'll be in a wheelchair.
I got that diabetes.
I'll be the I'll replace that old guy in the diabetes commercial. I have diabetes.
I forgot
the rest of it. Anyways, all right.
This is what smoking did to
this
me.
This is what the news show is going to be. We might get off topic a lot, but it's going to be entertaining. We're going to learn about
Let's talk about Didi and Judge.
Not yet. We have number four, which is on the I'm So Hot Right Now segment. Louisville has hired Chris Mack as we switch to college basketball as head coach. He's leaving Xavier. Why? He's getting $4 million a year.
You know.
And this guy killed it, Connie, at Xavier. 8 out of 9 years making the tournament. He made an Elite Eight, a couple Final Fours, never made it to – or, excuse me, Elite Eight, a couple Sweet 16s, never made it to the Final Four. Do you think that going to Louisville and getting through this scandal and replacing a legend of Rick Pitino for that money is the right move, or should he stay at Xavier?
Legend? Pitino. Well, I mean, you know, look.
Legend, I guess.
You know, I like the guy, you know, but clearly, you know, he's just from that old school of basketball and operations. You know, it's just riddled in scandal, and there's always something kind of slippery going on. And this guy, Mack, is great, a great hire for Louisville. He will clean that place up, pristine record, you know, great job at Xavier. But, you know, whatever, no Final Fours, no championships, but sometimes it's about you. These colleges, they need to be clean, man. So, you know, they trade consistency, you know, legit consistency over an extended period of time for, you know, a Final Four or, you know, an appearance, you know, in the finals, you know. I think they'd rather have over 10-year period, you know, that Elite Eight, Top Four kind of stuff. Good hire for them. Look, yeah. You know I'm south on college basketball. I think the game has suffered. I'm a big Ball fan. I really am. Ball in the family, big baller brand. I'm
D'Angelo, by the way, going to the draft.
72 points the other night. You don't think he'll even get drafted?
I think he'll be an undrafted free agent. Someone might sign him maybe for the lure, but I don't think D'Angelo we're talking about.
I know, the middle kid.
The talent to be ready for the NBA. No chance. And scouts don't even have him on any radar.
Well, that's what they say. The young kid is
sure
good.
He'll get workouts, but LaMelo needs to get stronger. He's still a ways away.
Man,
but
he's only 16.
I think D'Angelo needs another year. I don't care what his stats are in freaking Lithuania where there's no defense.
Well, maybe he can at least come play in the G League.
And the G League minimum salaries have gone up, so it is you can make a living, not a tremendous
they don't have to
living.
It's not about living. It's not a living.
Oh,
for
of course,
him.
He'll have other deals. He's got big ball brand. But I think he's a ways away.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I love their show. I love their show.
I've watched it.
Oh,
yeah,
it's good. The mother, it's compelling.
It is. Compelling. Yeah.
And it's earnest, and people need to give them a break and realize this guy came from nothing. He built this whole thing up himself. He believes in his boys. They love him. It's there's something, you know, I don't know, maybe being a parent, I love the show and I'm rooting for them. And you know, the oldest brother, Zoe, is a pro.
He's playing well. He's
gotten
better
over
the years.
And they have some young guys over there. He's not really the number one there, which he doesn't need to be, you know? Look, I'm south on basketball in the pros and college all together right now. I wish something could inspire me more about it.
Well, playoffs are around the corner,
well,
so it's time for you to buckle
up. This Final Four I'm excited for. You know, I mean, Loyola, that makes me excited. The old lady, that makes me excited.
That's our number five on the list. And by the way, Chris Mack, I think Louisville is such a big-time school. I don't think it's a bad opportunity for him, but it was money talks, man. $4 million a year for a head coach is incredible. Number five, does Loyola Chicago and the Fighting Sister Jean Ramblers stand a chance against the big boys in Michigan in the Final Four? Constantine, I'll go first on this one. I think I'm going with Loyola, man. I think here's the argument. People will say this moment is too big for them and they've never been here. But look at what they have done throughout this tournament. They have upset everyone. They have been the lower seed in every matchup they've had. So I really don't think this is too big. They beat Miami by two in the final seconds. They beat number three Tennessee seeded at the buzzer. They beat number seven Nevada by one, and then they crushed Kansas State by 16. So they've grinded their way here. They've upset teams already. What's one more upset to them? I'm going with the kind of inspiration story.
Yeah.
I love the Sister Jean story. Has it overrid the fact that this team has been good? Yes. I honestly don't know the players on the team because all I do is watch Sister Jean on the sidelines, but I think the team is a story, and their head coach is full, is so charismatic. He's a young guy that how could you not? I'm going to pick them to beat Michigan. I think it's going to be a hell of a game on the left side of the bracket.
I'm super excited. I'm definitely going with Loyola as well. You know, I love Chi-Town. Shout out to everyone in Chicago, man. Great city. Great story. You know how it is, man. There's always some kind of off-the-court story with these young schools that, you know, is the hook. And, that you know, they want the audience at home to have something to, I don't know, latch on to, another character, you know? Mm-hmm. And because this is almost like a faceless team and an unknown coach relatively. But yes, he is charismatic. You know, I think they could take down Michigan for sure. I worry about, you know, them in the finals against one of the other two teams.
Okay. Oh, yeah, against potentially Villanova. I don't think they stand much of a chance, but I think that's going to be a hell of a game too. You got a one seed versus a one seed. So while this,
it's one game, baby. We saw the Nets the other night. I was there on the court, man. Yeah. I sang at the game. LeBron, biggest
game
of the year.
That's a great national anthem game.
Thank you. I was really excited about that. I've posted so many. I didn't even post this one, but great day in Brooklyn. You know, born in Brooklyn, so it was always prideful to be there. But anyway, I digress. Seeing LeBron up that close, but you know that unknown Nets team. You know, it just, dude. It's one game, man. It's one game.
Anything can happen.
You know, anything can happen, and that's it. You just stay with them. And, you use your timeouts, you know, you keep the game close. And
the Michigan story is cool because they had to get that ridiculous three by a freshman at the buzzer to even get here when they beat Houston.
See?
They blew out A&M, and they beat Florida State by four, but they've had an interesting journey here. And how wild this tournament has been, yet – on the right side, we have two number one seeds. So we have a 1-1-3, and the only wild thing about the Final Four, really, is the fact that Loyola's in it. So this tournament's been full of surprises. But in the end, we kind of got a couple favorites. I don't know if I call Michigan favorite, but still, a high seed as a three. So I'm looking forward to it. I think Villanova is just far beyond the best team left in this tournament. I think it's going to be Villanova-Loyola. And I think Villanova is just going to be too good for them, and they make too many threes, and they got freaking Jay Wright, a legendary head coach. So I do think the magic continues and the Fighting Sister Jeans go to the title game. And we get Loyola Chicago versus Villanova. I honestly don't think it's going to be a great game. I think Villanova will probably blow them out. But if it is a great game, imagine if Loyola Chicago wins the national title. I mean, that's great for the sport. I think what they've done is already great for the sport. But I just don't think they stand a chance against Villanova. I think Nova is just – I mean, look at what Nova's done.
Is that tonight?
Connie. No, it's Saturday. Look what Villanova's done, Connie. They beat Kansas – they beat Penn by whatever, the 16th seed by double digits. They beat Radford by 26. They beat Alabama by 23. They beat West Virginia by 12. And they beat Texas Tech by 12. They've won every game by double digits. So they've had such an easy road here that it could get easier.
They can light it up. They light it up. I feel I don't know, Duke? I don't know. And then going forward for Duke, don't they have like the three best freshmen in the galaxy for next year too that are going to be one and doners?
If they come back, who knows?
No, they got like their new, the recruiting class, the incoming recruiting class is apparently three LeBrons.
But again, they fail in the tournament. Kansas got the best of them. So.
Well, even it just goes to show you that even Coach K has just got to like deal with the one and done thing, which definitely needs to change in general. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, I might check it out Saturday night. I'm not that hyped on. I'm all about baseball.
Baseball's
right now,
back.
Man. You know, good for Loyola. Hope they win it. Villanova, East Coast. I got some ties to Duke. Whatever happens, I'm good with it. You know, I until Seton Hall, St. John's are back in the mix, if they ever will be ever
Seton
again.
Seton Hall lost by only four to Kansas in the tournament. They nearly won that game. There was a call that went against them that hurt, but I mean they could have still been alive.
Again, I need a player. I need a player that's going to come to one of those teams that gets me excited again because I'm south. I'm south on basketball.
You talked about, and it begins tomorrow, the baseball season. We'll now give the Jew and the Greek and the Jew, 2018 MLB season preview.
Woo!
Right now. We'll start in your favorite team's division, the American League East, where I'll let you kick it off since you're a Yankee fan. Who are you taking in the AL East to win it? And I'm sure I won't be surprised by the answer.
Well, all right. So obviously I'm very excited about this Yankees season. I've watched this team grow over the last few seasons, the youth coming to age. I dig it. I like the changes. I love Joe Girardi. Thank you for all your years of great service to our great organization, a dynasty that is the world's greatest franchise, the New York Yankees. So I'm very excited about this season. I think the starting five is very underrated, and I like that. CeCe had a great year last year. He's healthy again, sober, ready to rock. He can go give you 15 and 15. Sonny Gray, okay? First real full season with the Yanks. He can ball with this lineup. Tanaka, look, we're always on the verge of, losing him maybe to a serious arm injury, whatnot. But this guy, come on, in the playoffs? Severino?
Playoffs?
Playoffs? This bullpen? We're so deep. Any configuration could be a really productive lineup, and that's what I think is so great, and that's what they've built. Shout out to Brian freaking Cashman. My dude, love that guy. Always so nice to me. Love all the guys at the Yanks. Randy Levine, Steinbrenner family. Yeah. You don't realize they're very involved in the Broadway.
And you're taking the Yankees to win the division.
I'm taking the Yankees.
So am I, man.
And I love them. But I guess what? I think the AL East is back. It's back to being the beast. Okay? Because don't sleep
100%.
On Toronto. You know, if they actually have some pitchers, you know? So like Sanchez, you know, they could have a decent year. Baltimore got a starter. You know, they mash Baltimore. You know, if they just have one of their home run hitting years, you know, and they can have a decent bullpen, they have these serviceable starters that they just get by with, plus probably the best manager, you know?
This Orioles team has probably the worst starting rotation, honestly,
but they always have the worst.
They have Gabriel Yanoa, Mike Wright, and Miguel Castro projected as part of their starting pitching staff. I'm telling you, Yankees are going to win this division somewhat handily. The Red Sox are going to be close. I think adding J.D. Martinez for them was a huge addition,
and they're
despite
healthy.
Them paying him a ton of money.
They're healthy.
This division is going to be Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays, and Orioles. Maybe Rays and Orioles flip, but that should be how it goes. But I think we're in agreement that the Yankees' roster is just too damn good, and they got too many mashers that if they're healthy, they're winning this division
so deep,
easily.
Too. I mean, Bird hurts. I love the guy. Seems like he's just one of those kind of clumsy guys, you know? Like, he's just kind of got that big, awkward kind of, you know, like, big foot. And it's just, I know it sounds
big
crazy.
Foot.
He's just got, like, this big foot, you know?
He's out till June. I mean, you're not going to have him back till June probably at the earliest.
But I love, I like Tyler Austin. I like the Neil Walker addition. They got other guys down in the minors. They could maybe move, someone else. Maybe Tyler Wade can pick up
Romine. They got Neil for cheap, $4 million. I mean, that kind of deal at the end of the offseason, add that kind of veteran presence to a team is very important.
Plus,
so
you got the speed of Wade, Torres, and then you got the more young guns coming. Andujar, Torres. Let's play.
Yeah.
Let's play.
It should be not a landslide, but they should beat the Red Sox
Good
by a couple
stuff.
Of games. And the AL Central, I think we could be in agreement here. This is the Indians division.
Wow.
I think the Twins shocked us all last year, even making the playoffs. I give them a ton of credit. This is really a one-team division with the Twins maybe as a wild card. The Tigers, Royals, and White Sox are all expected to not be very good. This is the Indians division to just dominate.
Just a huge drop off for all those other teams out that are not the Indians this year. That's what I could expect as well. Indians are scary for sure, but I love the manager. They got the youth, they got star power, they got pitching. What the hell happened to the Tigers? They were so close just a few years ago.
And then they traded away Verlander and everything. I mean, it's a complete rebuild.
That was after it already came tumbling down. Royals,
they might lose 100.
Royals, you know, had to do what they had to do. They can't afford those guys. You know, it's kind of funny what happened to Moustakas. Poor guy. Thought he was going to be set for life, generations of his family set for life, but now he's got to go. You got to go earn it again, you
that
know?
That didn't work out too well. And it never does when these guys turn down that big money and they wait, especially
Mets
in this day and age. Connie, this offseason for baseball has been so weird. Like, guys still not signed, and it's the season starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The greediness, and sometimes it's the agent in their ear, buzzing in the ear, saying, don't do this. It's time to realize when that money is out there, go sign
different
it.
Different than basketball. Yeah. You know, where the inmates run the asylum, you know, that's not happening in basketball.
Nope,
I mean, in baseball. That they're not going to allow that.
It's
so they
changed.
All kind of might have, you know, colluded or whatever and said, like, look, screw these free agents, you know. This is how we're going to do things. And they kind of blocked them all out, which is sort of just a culmination of, you know, the flaws of the system over the last decade, too. The agent, you know, the owners overpaying and, you know, that big contract is over. That's over. And the Yankees should stay far, 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 far away from Machado. Okay, he's always showing up to Yankee events and stuff. This guy's dying to be a Yankee. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget when he threw the bat and chased the guy with the bat and all that stuff. That's all in there still, believe
but
me.
Any
stay
Yankee
away.
Fan would take him because you got unlimited
Why?
Pockets. You got the money.
You're going to need that money to pay Sanchez and Trout and not Trout and Judge later.
You love Trout.
Well,
if the Yankees added Trout, I would quit baseball.
Well, the Yankees were one pick away from adding Trout, and they missed. He could have been a Yankee
right now.
Let's
keep rolling. So that we got the Yankees, the Central, we have the Indians, the Twins probably in second, but we could have 200 loss teams in the Royals and the Tigers. In the West, again, I think this could be a landslide as well. I think this is the Astros division. They're so good. And Verlander in the mix now. I mean, this Astros team should win 100 games.
Not only Verlander, they added Jesus, who'd they add from the Pirates?
Cole.
Garrett Cole.
I mean, stacked. I mean, this team just came off a World Series.
I know.
Add Garrett
Cole.
They're
good. They're hard not to like
season.
Also.
You don't even need Verlander until October. Just rest him from April to September. I mean, they're that good. So I think they're a landslide to win the division. I think the fun team, Connie, to watch in this division, the Angels. Can Ohtani pitch and hit? Can he do both? He showed us that he couldn't hit in spring training. Again, I had to watch a lot of these games. I working at MLB, and it's tough to watch spring training. So let's not put so much into these stats.
Look at Bird last year. The guy was like Babe Ruth for
can
freaking
he do
6 weeks.
Can Ohtani do both? What do you think he's going to be?
Well,
more
he's
of a
definitely
pitcher?
Got the tools. Mm-hmm. Like he can pitch and he can hit. But
can't do it every day.
Yeah, it's so hard with baseball when you could just be slumping and just look like crap, and then, you know, we have to judge you on that. So it's something that just doesn't, you know, it takes time. And he's young. He's still really young. And I think it would be awesome. He's clearly got the tools. You know, maybe focus on one a little bit more, you know, kind of, I don't know, Bo Jackson and Dion style, like, you know, mm-hmm. Dion was more of a football player than he was a baseball player. And, you know, Bo ultimately was kind of more of a baseball player than he was a football player. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, an identity is strong, and then being able to have the other tools. I think you're going to start seeing more of this, because what you're seeing with guys like Tyler Wade and these like versatile players, like they're learning every position, you know.
Well, I think what's good is that Ohtani is in the American League and he could DH. Like, if there's a day they want him to hit, let's see what he could do as a hitter and not have to put him on the field, not have to get him all gassed up so he could still start. So I think he's going to do both, but I think it's going to be in a DH role where he doesn't have to play.
Well, he's not
going to
DH in the games, or he's not going to hit in his slot in the games he's starting.
Well, when he starts, yeah. I mean, you know. But I'm saying other days, say it's 2 days after he starts, you may see him hit. It's going to be a weird dynamic, but look at the Angels. They've improved so much. They bring back Justin Upton. They bring Ian Kinsler to the fold, and they bring Zach Cozart, who was an all-star last year. Cozart's a nice little piece as well. They had a very nice
They have
off-season.
Like a $200 million team still.
Just
I mean,
a subpar rotation, that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, there's just not enough pitching out there, you know, but you seem to find it. They find it along the way. They have a lot of offense. They got a good manager, you know. They've been underperforming for many years. That's the thing. They're just going to play to their roster this year, if you ask me, you know, and they're healthy, you know, and Trout seems really healthy going in. And, you know, they'll pick up a starter and then they'll ride a hot guy. They can make a run at that division.
I think they'll be a wild card team. I don't think they can win 100 games like the Astros, Scotty. I mean, that's
Well, you
nuts.
Almost think like the Astros are so good that you you sense like there has to be some drop off,
no,
but
they're
hard to not like.
They might win in August, bro. They almost won in August last year.
They're hard to not really like. You know, there's such a distinctly Houston team too. Like everything about them, it's like you're down there, just like Houston.
We've already talked too much about this division because it's the Astros to win. We're gonna move to the National League. Because
Slay.
That's it. National League East is gonna be interesting. The fan in me, the homer in me, wants to pick the Mets. The realist in me will pick the Nationals. But I think if all goes right for the Mets and they're healthy. I'm not going into the season hype because my hopes always get let down, but I think if healthy, those big words which I've used for so long that never happened, the Mets are interesting because of that deep rotation, and they seem motivated. Harvey seems motivated. Wheeler being a sixth starter kind of to come into the fold if something goes down like Vargas already did in spring training. He'll be back, though, soon since it was his glove hand. I think the Mets have a big rotation, and a lot will rely on a couple of the bats. Can Adrian Gonzalez be lightning in a bottle? Can Cespedes stay on the field and be a 30-and-100 guy? Can Jay Bruce return and be a 30-homer guy? Can Conforto come back from that crazy injury, which he's already back a month in advance? Can he be as good as dynamic as he was as an all-star last year? I think the Mets are going to take a wild card spot, Connie, but I do think the Nationals win the division.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not pick the Nationals with, you know, basically the best player in the sport and, you know, and a couple of just top-notch pitchers. They're deep. They're a talented team. There's something about them. But I don't know. I think, like, what's with the Nationals? Why hasn't it happened for them? You know, what's going on there?
I saw a tweet
there's some
today.
Sort of, like, in there's some sort of, like, internal, you know, I don't know, just vex that's upon that. You know, that maybe it's Trump. I don't know. Maybe it's the White House. Maybe it all trickles down. But I don't know. Trump hasn't been there as long as their woes.
Ugh, we almost went a whole show without mentioning Trump, and you had to do it.
Well, it's D.C., you know. So, but the Nationals, I don't know. But I have to agree with you. I've watched this Mets team. They are so talented. They have enough guys. They could do it. Cespedes just... I mean, unfortunately, he has to be an all-star. He has to be that guy to be set in the middle, and everything falls into place. Jay Bruce, Conforto, the sick pitching. Yeah, if you don't...
And the bullpen, I didn't even mention it.
Sure.
They have Familia, Ramos, Blevins. Mm-hmm. They paid $7 million to Anthony Swarzak to be a middle reliever.
Swarzak's nasty.
And that's four dominant, maybe all-star relievers at the back of the pen to go with a six-man rotation.
And again,
if healthy, they're stacked.
And Sandy, you know, again, he's in a waiting pattern. He'll make another move. Like, he'll make a move mid-season or by this summer that gets them where they need to go. You get Vargas back, you know, and then one of these guys. What about, you know, you lose one of the back end of the bullpen guys, you know, Harvey to the pen. You never know. Like, they could patch this together a la some of those kind of Yankee teams, you know, that were, you know, not chock full of stars. You know, some of those runs that they had, like Girardi runs they had, there were a couple of those where it's like they add a piece or two along the way. They're not stacked on paper like Houston or the Yankees, of course. But if everything
falls into place, there's a chance.
Syndergaard,
and I think Wheeler needs to
Wheeler
needs to man up and realize maybe you do need to move to the bullpen. I know he wants to start, but if Wheeler, you want to roll in this major league team, if everyone's healthy, that role might be in the bullpen. I think he should start, but we'll see how that plays out.
I like Agon. I gotta buy in on him. Remember when he's kind of. Yeah, like what first baseman late
he
in their
season?
Will Clark have an extra when did he go to Arizona at the end
Tony
of his
Clark.
Career? No, Tony Clark. Oh, I'm thinking of maybe Brian Williams,
Tony
Matt
Clark
Williams.
Okay, Matt
one
Williams,
of those kind
yeah.
of guys that like had one last like couple of years where you're like,
if
okay,
he gets me 20-60, I'm happy.
Oh.
They're gonna be an interesting spot. Wilmer Flores will probably get some time there against the lefty. Maybe a little Dom Smith if Gonzalez fails, and then again. Thumbs down becomes thumbs up at third base as Todd
you
Frazier
know I love him.
Leads the way. So the Mets are going to be interesting. So we'll say we both say the Nationals, but we agree that the Mets have a very good shot at one of the two wild card spots. The rest of the division pretty irrelevant. The Phillies will be a little bit more interesting, but the Braves and Marlins continuing to rebuild in the Central. I got to take the Cubs. I think they're still the best team, and we know the Cardinals will continue to be in the mix as they are.
How
every
do they
year.
Do it every year?
It's sickening. It honestly makes me sick.
So
that's opening day tomorrow. Mets Cardinals.
I tell you what, man, being down there this last summer, St. Louis, the Muni, shout out to the Muni. It's a great baseball town, man. I mean, they love their Cardinals, and it's an incredible stadium. We saw Metallica play there. It was, like, unreal. I mean, you know, they just do it every year, just consistency. They just, you know, they're the model franchise, really. But the Cubs underperformed last year. They just have way too much talent, and there's nothing like baseball at Wrigley. Wrigley Rooftops, thank you very much. I was there doing a gig the day, I had to fly in the day of the parade 2 years ago, and that was freaking psychotic.
I've never been to Chicago. I need
to go. Oh, my God, it's a great town. The hottest girls in the world.
Chicago?
I think so. I think there's like that culmination of like Midwest meets Metropolis.
Metropolis. I haven't heard that word. What was the book that
it
had
is
Metropolis?
A big Fritz Lang movie. That was the first.
Get the book. I was talking about Metropolis.
One of the first Something films.
All right. So we agree on the Cubs. And I would never expect someone to say Chicago has the best women. You would think it'd be New York. Maybe L.A. L.A.'s
Something
more stuck up women.
Yeah, but
listen,
L.A. is girls from all over that come there. Okay, and New York is definitely its own thing. There's something about the Midwest.
When you go to a city,
the Midwest,
when you're traveling,
farmer's daughter. No, really makes me feel all right.
Live performance,
David Lee Roth.
When you go to a city and when you go to a different city, are you on like Tinder and Bumble and those? Things?
No,
you don't. don't tell anyone this. Is this a sore subject?
Don't tell anyone. No, you know, I'm very busy. I run a successful small business, Jake Brown, and that's what I do. When I'm on the road, I'm all about my work.
Swipe left on Constantine if he comes up.
To sing the way I sing, one must treat the body like a temple,
so
a
that
sacred
means not
one.
Being on Bumble, apparently. number two.
All I have to say is bzzz.
The Cardinals, we agree, will be in the race as well. The West, we'll finish it up with this. As we've been, this has gone like an hour, so we'll try and wrap
it's
it up.
All right. My car is probably definitely towed at this point.
The West, the Dodgers. I mean, far beyond the best team in this division.
No, they better be. I mean, they spent it, and they are good. But, you know, they've spent it for many years. A lot of fat and bad contracts, but yes, they have a team. Jeff Turner, Justin Turner. Oh, Jeff Turner was the other. Who was Jeff Turner?
I don't know Jeff Turner. Who's
I'm
Jeff
thinking
Turner?
Of. Who was the Giants second baseman all those years?
Jeff Turner is.
I'm thinking of Jeff
retired
Kent,
retired professional basketball player and broadcasting announcer. I don't think you were talking about him.
Pretty
Spent
sure
time
I
with
wasn't.
The New Jersey Nets as well. The Orlando.
Whatever,
Magic.
Justin Turner, Teen Wolf. Love that guy.
Yeah, he's got the beard and everything going.
I'm sort of the Justin Turner of my men's softball team. They wouldn't start me last year in the one suburban league I played in. And every time I came in, I got hits, made plays.
You were underpaid
but I sat on
and
the
had
bunch.
A chip on your shoulder.
Exactly. And now I moved to a great team, and I'm going to turn
league?
Into Teen Wolf. Yeah.
So...
And I'm going to thrive.
Underpaid in the softball league would be like the main guy not bringing bagels on Sunday morning.
Don't worry about those. At least the Jersey bagels are nice.
I think the Rockies and D-backs will be in the wild card conversation as well. And I honestly can't tell you what the San Francisco Giants are going to do. They were so bad last year.
Oh. They have a big bounce back, but
Longoria,
they got a long
though.
Way to go.
Longoria to that will be interesting to watch them. But
they just got, you know, the start. Madison is out. He's hurt. You know, I mean, they. What the hell happened to the Giants? I was actually really scared of them because I have a friend that's a diehard fan, and I was like, God, they're going to win like every year.
It's even. 2010, 2012, 2014, they won.
Well, you know, wild card teams that got lucky. Look, I'm south on the National League. I'm American League till I die. They were a punk championship team. You know, I'm down with the Giants. No, they're cool. I think they're going to bounce back, actually. But it's all Dodgers all the way. And then I have to say, are we making real predictions here?
Yeah. So we're going Dodgers in the West. I think the wild card is going to be the Mets. And I'll say the Cardinals get the other wild card spot.
I'll have to agree with that.
But the Rockies or Diamondbacks have a shot. It's obviously they're probably the favorite. And then the American League.
The Braves could be this year's Twins, though.
I think I don't think so. I think in the American League, the wild cards will be the Angels, and I think the Red Sox will be the two. What's your World Series prediction first? Yankees?
I'd have to say Yanks-Cubs.
Yanks-Cubs. I'll say Yankees-Dodgers. I think the Dodgers get back, and I hate to say it. I think they're just too stacked. I think the Yankees are the 2018 World Series champions.
Woo!
calling it out. I predicted the Mets over the Red Sox last year, and I do think if everything
who
goes
has more home
right,
runs?
The Mets have a shot, but I don't want to predict it
who
again.
Who leads the Yanks in home runs?
Judge.
Judge? More than Stanton or Sanchez?
I keep forgetting that they even have Stanton, but I think Judge is going to get it.
Because Stanton. This
scary.
Is how it's going to be. Oh, Judge walks Stanton homers, and it's going to be a lot of that.
The problem is Stanton doesn't always stay healthy. So, but
you're
even
right.
in
They're
that, when he
so
does
deep.
Miss games, he'll hit
Dude,
four
they have
in a game.
Guys, like, they got Florial. They got guys begging to get on this team right now. They are so deep. I'm gonna miss Bird, but I'm excited for Tyler Austin. This dude's a stud.
Bird will be back when it matters, when they need him, if he stays on the field.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, so you think Yankees too, World Series? Are we both going with the Yankees?
Oh, there's
the
no
World
way
Series
I can't game? Pick the Yankees this year. I mean, there's no way I would ever Yankees pick against them in a year like this. But look, they have a lot of work to do. They have a lot of chemistry to build. I like the new manager. I love Cashman's influence. He's done amazing work. I mean, all the value he got back for those picks. You think I wanted to get rid of Andrew Miller? No. But bringing back, you know, Chapman the way he did, incredible. Betances bounces back. You got David Robertson out there. You got all these pieces. Ronald Torres, you just go every time you call upon him once, twice a week, he goes up there and gets you a hit. I mean, they just got these guys, you know? And I think Sanchez has an amazing bounce back, you know, year defensively. Mm-hmm. I think he's been doing the work. And I like the starting five. I really do. I think there's other guys. I'm psyched on Montgomery. And again, you don't need 20 game winners in this.
And that's
but
the thing. The
you're
gonna starter.
Rack up wins because they're gonna score so many runs.
And they'll likely trade for a starter at some point. So he's going with the Yankees over the Cubs. I'll go with the Yankees over the Dodgers in the World Series. And I think in New York, close it out, Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone, rookie managers in New York. I love it. Get Terry Collins' freaking old-ass face out of here. He's gone. I hate Terry Collins. And I'm
That's
ready.
So harsh.
I'm ready for Mickey. And if you're a woman, a middle-aged woman, one that likes Constantine, have Constantine and Mickey Callaway in the same room, and there might be a big orgy that comes out of it. My
Woo!
Goodness.
Let's make some babies, some baseball babies, baby.
I mean, Mickey Callaway is a good-looking dude. If I was into dudes, I'd bang Mickey Callaway. I've told my friends this, and they always laugh. They're like, you're obsessed with Mickey Callaway. This guy is handsome, and he's got a great beard.
Doesn't make you gay.
No,
so,
I mean,
just saying.
Ask Charlie Sheen. But anyway, that's for Lenny Dykstra to talk about, as he did last
No,
week.
Thank you.
All right, so that's pretty much it, guys. This is what we're bringing to you. Brown and Marulis, the Greek and the Jew, whatever
that's
you want
right.
to call it.
Let us know what you got, what your thoughts. What are we calling this thing, huh?
We'll pitch out the name. We don't even know if anyone will take it, but I think this is too dynamic of a duo to say no to. Again, my final show, you'll see the goodbye episode will drop tomorrow. Thanks to CBS Entercom, Brian Corson, Pat Ananetti, Seth Nyman.
Yeah.
3.5 years here, man. I'm not going to be coming here every week. If I am, maybe it's for something else. Who knows? So stay tuned. Follow Constantine on Twitter at Constantine M. Like him on Facebook, Instagram at Constantine Marulis.
Yeah.
Did a great job at the Birdland Jazz Club last
Thank you.
Week. I showed love there. That was good.
You did. Thank you. That was a great show. I'm going to be back on the road soon. I got a bunch of dates. I'm going to Australia, about to announce a bunch of new projects. So, yeah, definitely keep the conversation going online. We love what we do. We love sports. It's baseball season. I got the fever. Okay, my kid starts Torpedoes today. And if you're from North Jersey, you know what Torpedoes is, okay? Well, it's the best traveling soccer club in the country.
Wow. Isn't she
okay,
seven?
And it starts at 7.
Oh, my God.
And she's starting today.
This is like a cult in its own.
That's it.
We're it's going. Like. It's like what's it called? The fitness thing that people love, CrossFit. A girl
CrossFit.
I was talking about obsessed. She's become obsessed with CrossFit, and it's like, all right, goodbye.
Soul
I'm
Cycle.
Done. I'm done. I'm done. And Barry's Boot Camp.
That's it.
These basic chicks love.
We both
Barry's
need
boot
a little
camp.
Of that.
Yeah.
We need a little boot camp. Some plankage.
Yeah, we need to lose a couple pounds. All right, Brown and Marulis is coming. Appreciate you coming in, man. Hopefully we have more shows. We're gonna have to find a fill in. This guy's going to Australia. We're gonna have to bring in someone else to fill in for you during.
We'll do.
Those
we'll
weeks.
Figure it out. It'll simulcast. We'll do a little something. We'll do it.
And there may even be a third person involved. Man. So you guys
any
stay
suggestions?
Tuned. We have a couple potential people we'll be
Stormy?
Talking to. Not Stormy.
Stormy weather.
But we're not ruling out a
since
beautiful
my president
woman. A beautiful
and
lady.
Together.
I think we all need the lady element.
We all
so
do.
There might just be that. Constantine Marulis, Jake Brown.
Yep.
Final show. We signing out, but we're coming up soon. Peace. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.